You're listening to the audio production of Creative Directions, Mastering the Transition from Talent to Leader by Jason Sperling, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by John Behrens. A bonus interview with Jason is included at the end of the book.
Introduction. Let me be clear. I never wanted to be a manager. I had no great aspirations to wear suit jackets, to meet with clients about launch schedules, budget allocations, or market strategies. I wasn't hoping to give performance reviews to anxious employees or determine who gets an office with a window and who gets a cubicle near the bathrooms. I just wanted to make things. If I was fortunate, some really great things. But after several years and stints at various ad agencies, the dreaded inevitable happened. I was promoted. My success earned me the title of creative director, then group creative director, and eventually chief of creative development. With each successive promotion came a host of new responsibilities, most of which weren't very creative at all. I went from spending the bulk of my days writing and producing campaigns for Apple to managing people, project oversight, interfacing with clients, talent recruitment, budget planning, employee reviews, pitching new businesses, and, gasp, even reviewing timesheets. Suddenly, sometimes quite unexpectedly, and with little transition time and even less training, we go from unstructured, imaginative thinkers to, hopefully, responsible leaders. We go from a world of making things to managing things. The potential to suck is incredibly high. Art school had trained me to strategize and conceive marketing campaigns, and on occasion, how to draw a nude man's figure in charcoal, which comes in surprisingly handy, but it didn't teach me anything about this. The thing is, my story is not all that different from a lot of others. Many of us who found success in the commercial creative world have the lucrative but unenviable position of moving up and out of those creative roles that we were so good at. Our good fortune becomes a springboard into becoming a creative leader, and ironically, moves us further away from the creative thinking that got us there in the first place. Put simply, the reward for being good at our job is to do a largely different job that we don't have the natural skill set or qualifications for and might not be good at. Because we were great at making things, people suddenly think we can be great at leading things, which, when you think about it, is a recipe for total
sample complete. Ready to continue?